This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN, where we talk about the happenings at the Loudoun District Library. I'm being joined by Chelsea Payton of the LDL. Chelsea, what's happening over there at the library?
We have a service that I learned about the other week. I didn't even know that we offered. We can do exam proctoring.
What's that mean?
So if you have, like if you're in high school or you're in college or you're going into a new job and you need a certain certification, you can come and take an exam that requires some kind of proctoring at the library with one of our staff.
Oh.
So you don't have to like pay someone online to do it
or
something like that. It's a little bit limited because it has to go around our staff scheduling because it's usually a big chunk of time. But it is free for any Loudoun District Library card holders. And I believe it is $10 if you do not have a Loudoun District Library card.
You know, I've been at this a long time. This is the first time we've ever used the word proctor on the air.
Whoa, really?
Now we know. Now we know. Proctoring. Okay.
Proctoring an exam. So, like, making sure someone's not cheating, something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. That's so, right. Helpful for, you know, if people aren't able to make a certain exam, like if you're in high school and you miss out on a day because you're sick or something and your teacher's like, oh, well, if you go get somebody to watch you do it, then I'll take it. We see it in college and yeah, for people who are doing certain certifications that require it. I know like whenever I was in schooling, I had to take the GMAT and something like that, right? Or you have to sit down and take that for a while and someone has to watch you and make sure you're doing it right.
So can you proctor? Are you qualified to proctor?
I am not qualified to proctor, but there are certain of our adult reference staff who are. Right now, I believe it's two.
Okay.
So it's a little bit limited because it has to go around their schedules. We usually get like less than 10 people a year.
What about Marty? Is Marty qualified
to
proctor?
Marty is not qualified to proctor.
Why don't we get Marty qualified to proctor? Have him put that in his quiver.
Marty's busy with the building.
I got you. Marty, what else is going on?
So for programming, our next Sunday concerts, our next one will be on April 27th and then immediately followed by one on May 4th. So they're back to back. The April one is award-winning acoustic guitarist Hayes Griffin. And then the one on May 4th is an incredibly talented group of ladies, the Brazio String Quartet.
Marty going to be there?
Maybe.
All right. What else you got?
So we play some free movies at the library. Used to, we only did them on Fridays. It was Friday matinee. And we heard some feedback from people of play them on different weekdays and stuff like that, different times. So they're on different weekdays and times now. They very much range. So I would just recommend people check out our calendar to see those times. Ones we got coming up are Citizen Kane, Gone with the Wind.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long one.
Gone. Oh, yeah. That's a long one. That's an old one.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And then the next one after that is Sonic the Hedgehog 3. So a wide variety.
Yes, for every palette.
Yeah, exactly. Like Gone with the Wind was 1939.
Yes, it was. Yes,
and
it
then
was.
The Sonic movie that we're playing came out last year.
Yeah. Well, you got to appeal to all audiences.
Yeah.
You ever have a screening of Porky's, let me know.
Okay. Coming up in early May, an author who will be coming in. Her name is Kate Remlinger. Some people will probably know her from a program that she's done in the area called If You Ain't Dutch, You Ain't Much.
That's I've heard that phrase before, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's all about how Dutchness defines the city of Holland. And she will also be signing her recent release called Uper Talk. That is all about the dialect of the UP.
Boy, she covers a lot of canvas there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think her thing is like dialects and
that
stuff
could
like
vary.
That.
Linguistics.
Linguistics. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is. So, okay.
I love that. I know you and I have talked about, you know, different dialects.
And, oh, yes. Yes. Southern accents, things of that way.
I love the UP one. The UP accent is so good.
Going to get a hot dish, don't you know? Folks, we're being joined by Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. Chelsea, if there's anything that people want to know about the LDL, anything happening at all that they just need to get that information, where's the best place to go?
The best place to go is loudoutlibrary.org or Loudoun District Library on social media.
She is Chelsea Payton. This is Beyond the Book, and you're listening to 92.1 WGHN.